You know, I got to ask, man, you know, finding your creative zone, you know, with all the experience that you have, even before Foreplay with Herbie and Bob James and George Benson, I mean, do you find your creative zone on stage or is it in the studio where you can focus on your writing?
Well, you know, it's funny. I geared my entire career from the very beginning to the studios. And that was my dream, that was my goal, and I achieved that, and I really enjoyed it. But then at some point I transitioned into Foreplay because studio work was changing. There wasn't much going on. And I had such a great and varied career for so long that I could see the change coming. So I made the transition to Foreplay as my primary focus. And, you know, I really kind of got into live playing a lot more now. And I love it. I love playing with the people and the people seeing what I'm doing. And I marvel. I'm amazed that people just are so intrigued by my playing because they've heard me on records. A lot of people haven't seen me. They don't know how I do what I do.
Right.
So now drummers even watching say, oh, so that's how you did that. And they couldn't believe that I could do that without do a particular thing without overdubbing, which I don't do much of. So it's been fun to play live, but I have to say when I go in the studio to record, I really feel all of a sudden like, oh my goodness, I'm back at home. And the special magic comes in then because that was my thing and that's what I was geared to. So I enjoy both. I love playing live now, but when I go back in the studio, automatically it's just a huge smile comes to my face. I realize that this is really what I had intended to do and I really love it. And I really miss it.
No, I totally agree with you, Harvey. I'm a studio junkie myself, man. You know, I love performing and playing with other guys, but it's just one thing for me just to really focus on the material, really build my chops as a player and just really focus on my arrangements and compositions. And, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is when you become a session player, you're playing on so many guys' material, everyone's asking for your style and your chops. You automatically come in that studio junkie zone from bouncing from session to session. So I think a lot of that has to play into it, like you mentioned.
Oh, it's so much fun. It keeps it so interesting, and it keeps you right on point because you don't know what you're going to do from one day or one session to the next. You know, you can have two different types of music in the same day, and it's so fresh. And before you know it, the time's over. It's time to go. So it's really, really, studio playing is a lot of fun, and if you get a chance to really do it, I think, and it's amazingly rewarding, especially when you get to the point where I haven't heard a quarter of the records I've recorded, and you know, all the big movies I've done, and so it's fun now. I'm starting to discover more and hear more, and I hear something, and I said, that sounds like me, and they say, oh, yeah, that was me. And so it's really kind of fun to do that, and I feel very fortunate and very blessed that participated for so long. I started in 1970.
Wow. And you're still here, man. And, you know, I was going to ask, too, it's like, you know, I look at a lot of the legends like you, Harvey, and Bob James, and Nathan East, and Chuck Loeb, and I feel that you guys gotten better as you got older, you know, and I'm always looking at, say, gosh, man, that's why I'm always going to be a student of the game. I just feel that the ears just get tuned in when you get older with age, and it could just be from all the music and arrangements that you guys have done, and your own musical journey, but, you know, I just felt like all the older musicians were always the best to me.
Well, I think a lot of it's attitude, too, as well, because if you keep an open mind and you really are still searching, we're still searching, we're still trying to find that magical place. Every time we play, we look for that magic. And so if you keep that in mind, you don't feel like you have it and you own it and you're the best you can possibly be, then you're going to continue to search and hopefully, if you're healthy, you can still continue to grow, and that's a big thing, too, is try to remain healthy. Very, very important.
Right. Now, promoting yourself as a musician, Harvey, has changed within the past, you know, 10 or 15 years. What steps have you maintained on a solo level and also with Foreplay in your marketing campaign that you feel that you guys have benefited from, you know, to establish a fan base and stay on the radar?
Well, as you know, you have to have a website, if you're a personal website. Then we went through the MySpace era, and then we're in the Facebook era, and then we're in the tweeting era, and so there's just so many things that just keep moving forward, and you just have to participate in those things as they come along and stay current. That's basically it. You're putting yourself out there, and it's a social media now. That's a big deal.
Yeah. So what's on the musical agenda for 2012 and moving into 2013?
Well, we're completing 2012 now. Foreplay has been off. We played last weekend, And we are off until November 2nd when we do a few dates with San Diego. We do Las Vegas, and we go to Austin, Texas. And then we're off 2 days, and then we go back to Europe for the second time. We just came back to Europe. We're going to go back to Europe and play about 5-6 dates. And then we move to Nigeria, Lagos. And we're playing, you know, Nigeria is one of the richest countries in Africa. We're going to be playing there 2 concerts with 1 night off in between. And then we're finished for the year on the 18th. And from there, I'm going to take a little side trip to the country of Niger. Niger, my cousin is the U.S. ambassador, so I'm going to go there for 5 days to stay at the embassy. But we're off basically after that to the end of the year.
Nice. Man, it's a full agenda, man.
We've been going and going and going. We just came back from a Mediterranean cruise where we were 2 weeks away. We were in Spain, Barcelona, and Rome, and Nice, and Capri, and with mostly to Florence and Toulon, and then end up with 5 days in Aruba. So we've been running like crazy. It's been very, very busy.
Wow.
And we enjoy it. And Bob's 73, and he's still cranking.
It's the music, man. Keeps us going. Keeps us young.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Harvey, it's been a pleasure again, you know, talking to you. It's always a big inspiration for me to talk to you, man. Every time I get off the phone, I get inspired to write again, so that's always a good thing.
Well, writing is very important. It's kept me in the game as long as playing. But again, Esprit de Four is a very special record having to do with the unity and the love that we all have for each other. It's like all for one and one for all, and I think the music of the CD really exemplifies that, and I think the cover shows that, and I'm really excited about it, and I hope it fans will go out and support it and check it out and feel the music.
Definitely. Well, Harvey, you have a safe 2012 and 2013, and best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Bud, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
And a big shout-out and thank you to Mr. Harvey Mason Sr. for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. Again, I'm just a big fan of Harvey Mason Sr. I mean, he has so much experience as a musician, playing with other legends such as Herbie Hancock, George Benson, Bob James, and aside from that, he's doing his own thing as a solo artist, drummer, percussionist as well. For more information on 4Play and Harvey Mason Sr., you need to check out their website at www.4playjazz.com. www.4playjazz.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit me up at www.sputtootight.com. www.sputtootight.com. And to close out the show, I'm going to let the track that's playing in the background close out the show. And the title of this track is called Esprit de Four, and it is the title of the newest CD from 4Play. So I want to thank everybody for tuning and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.